If the University of South Florida is an accurate representation of Hillsborough County on the whole, Alex Sink would be the next governor, getting 53% of the vote to Scott's 33. That's a 20-point margin. The yes option led no for every proposed state constitutional amendment, and Hillsborough's transit tax referendum would have a good chance of passing. And, says USF political science professor Susan McManus, the U.S. Senate race would turn out a little differently from what the major polls are projecting.
Well, the Senate race was really, really close. And the Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio tied at 31, and Kendrick Meek got 30. And Snitker got 4, and everybody else got 4.
80% of the 1,500 participants in today's straw poll are between the ages of 18 and 24, but other than that, says McManus, the turnout seems to reflect Florida as a whole.
Democrats 37, Republicans 30, minor party 5, independents 18, and don't think of myself in those terms, 10. Gender, female 53, male 47. Race, African American 15, Hispanic 17, Asian 6, Caucasians 55, others 7.
She does note something else.
What's really interesting is there's considerably more Republicans than there was in 2008.
McManus says students are often overlooked in political polls that have dominated headlines this election season. She says this may partly result from the fact that most polls are conducted via landline.
But there are some people who say that younger people are under-polled because they do have only cell phones.
McManus adds that young people play a key role in the election process.
There's an old saying that getting out the vote is for the younger voters and raising money is for the older voters in each party.
But she says there is one thing young and older voters have in common this election cycle.
Yeah, it's the economy here among younger people, just like among the population at large. A lot of these students' parents are struggling. Their loans don't cover everything. They're worried about jobs. No surprise that economics is at the top of their list, too.
For the sixth consecutive election cycle, McManus and students from Pi Sigma Alpha, the National Honor Society for Political Science majors, have held a straw poll. Pi Sigma Alpha member Janice Burberry says that while the straw poll serves as a measure of the political sentiment on campus, it's also a chance to spread awareness that, well, there's a major election in less than 2 weeks.
A lot of them don't know that there is a November 2nd general election, since it's not a presidential election.
Tyler Meyer is that organization's president. He says it may be an off year, but some very concrete issues might be able to get younger people to the polls.
We've had tuition raises recently, so maybe that could catch some, especially college students. And it's really hard to find a job coming out of college or even just a service job right now while you're in college.
Katie Brim, a gerontology and chemistry major originally from Las Vegas, says a lot of things are catching her attention this year.
Job issues, education is also a big thing on the ballot, and considering I have two sisters in high school, that's a big thing for me. And my parents are both unemployed, so that's also a big thing for me.
Andrew Smythe is a biomedical science major originally from Canada. He says he became a U.S. citizen last October, so this is the first election in which he can vote. He says one of the big things he thinks is at stake this year is the federal health care overhaul Congress passed in March.
If enough seats are changed in Congress and the attorney generals in the states, I think that could be at risk of being overturned, which I wouldn't necessarily be against that, because I would really prefer that they get universal health care here like they do in Canada.
Student politicos weren't the only ones on campus getting the vote out. Senator Tony Hill, the Democratic minority whip in the state Senate, stopped by USF as part of a statewide tour with the Florida African American Caribbean Empowerment Alliance. He says the tour aims to engage voters of African descent in the political process. He agrees that there's a lot at stake this time around.
Higher education, employment opportunity, green jobs, criminal justice system.
Hill admits that even getting a portion of the 2008 African American voter turnout would be a challenge, but it is possible.
We did it back in, I think, 96 in another off-year election. But again, it's all about education, information, and then motivation.
Just outside USF's Marshall Student Center, yet another drive to get the vote out was unfolding, this one with a local bent. The third year Greenstock has taken place on the campus. This time, organizers are zeroing in on a referendum that could change the way Hillsborough County residents get around. If approved, it would increase the county sales tax by a penny on the dollar. Tax revenue would fund a transit overhaul that includes construction of light rail. Student Environmental Association Vice President Shauna Feynman says she wants to get students to support the measure when they vote.
We really need to focus on things that students can actually do. And voting is a big thing that we also need to encourage. And specifically, if we get students excited about one topic, then they're more likely to go out and vote.
This year, there's been much talk about an enthusiasm gap among people who tend to vote Democrat, especially young people. A recent Harvard poll of young Americans showed 27% of young voters are likely to turn out for the midterms. That's down from 36% of people asked the same question 1 year ago. McManus says the poll might not completely reflect student voter turnout, given that it's easier to fill out a Scantron form on campus than it is to find a polling place.
That's a big question mark, and of course there's plenty of students that pass this by, I can tell you that. You know, it's probably not going to be anywhere near what it was in 2008. I mean, it is normal that there's about a 20 to 30% drop-off in young voter turnout between a presidential and a midterm election.
From USF, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.